Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It's Zoe Moon, and I am back. Still in one piece, hanging in there. I want to say thank you to everybody who has just been so amazing and loving and supporting through this last month. As you guys know, my mother passed away, and it's been incredibly challenging, and so I appreciate all the support you guys have given me. It's been unbelievable. So we are now looking at what is coming in 2018, and I do have some good news with this, and one that's, you know, I don't know, it could go either way. We'll talk about it. So I'm just going to start and just dive right in. We are moving into 2018 with Jupiter moving through Scorpio. And so we've had a few months of this Jupiter and Scorpio energy, and we've gotten a little bit, you know, used to what that might mean. It is going to be touring here up through November, I believe. Last time it was in Scorpio was 2005, the fall of 2005 till 2006 in the fall. So if you're trying to get some perspective on what might have been, you know, shifting with that. But the thing about Jupiter and Scorpio can be challenging, right? You know, if you get on the darker side of the energy, because it is the energy of power. And so, you know, it attracts those who want to use power for good and those who want to use power for evil. And, you know, what can you do about that, right? And it rules the things that have powerful impacts in our lives. It rules all the financial realm that we are dealing with. It rules our sexuality and reproduction, giving birth. It also rules death. It rules divorce. It rules when we get into power struggles with others or when we're trying to figure out controlling interest in a certain scenario. And it also rules triangles. So, you know, those can be where you're working in a powerful, positive way with two other people forming that triangle. Or it can be on the challenging side where there's, you know, you and your partner and maybe an affair or, you know, maybe you're in a lawsuit with somebody, that kind of thing. So Jupiter here is meant to really take whatever you need to be focusing on in one of those areas and really take it big, you know, and it's meant to help. It's meant to be protective and bring growth opportunities. And sometimes when we go through the more challenging parts of that, you know, we might be thinking, okay, universe, we don't really want all this extra growth and, you know, whatever this is opening up because it's, you know, challenging to go through it. But in the end, Jupiter does leave you beneficial, you know, opportunities stemming from anything that you're going through here. So, for instance, if you're single, this might be the year where you, you know, really connect on an intimate level with somebody else. If you've been trying to have a baby, this could be the year where you have that, or maybe you'll go through the change of life with that reproductive system. Or if you're having reproductive issues, maybe you will find solutions during this year ahead. And finances, I mean, my gosh, you know, a year to really get in there and seek that triangle scenario where you're sitting down with a financial consultant and getting, you know, that specialist opinion on what you should be doing with your, you know, your insurance policies or your taxes or investments or settlements or alimony or, you know, loans or debt, inheritance, bankruptcy, whatever it might be. So this can all go really, really big in this year ahead. Now, before I like go into some more about all of that, I'm going to go through each sign so you guys will kind of know how this is impacting each sign as, once I get to your sign. But, you know, over the last 5-6 years, since 2011, we have had these outer planets in a war, you know, what's considered a war, because they've been in very harsh angles to each other. And everybody's gone through a lot of change since that year. And, you know, the good news about 2018 is that as Jupiter is in Scorpio, it is going to be coming into alignment with Pluto in Capricorn, with Neptune in Pisces, and with Saturn in Capricorn. And all of those are either opportunity alignments or harmonics. And so we come out of this horribly intense frictional energy that has been going on with the squares and oppositions over, you know, since 2011. And we enter into this year where things are going to harmonize and things are going, the doors are going to open for us in those areas. So you really do want to look at, you know, what is it that I need to do for myself so that that financial thing is the best it can be, because Jupiter won't come back to this area for another 12 years, and it's making these fabulous alignments to these outer planets. Same thing with your sex life, you know, whether you're in a relationship or you're single, you know, is the intimacy level enough? Are you seeing each other enough? That's all I got for you guys on that one. You can figure that one out. And, you know, if you're trying to get through a divorce, this might be a year where, you know, you can move that through and move on with your life. Or if you can patch it up and not go down that road, you know, you can go see a therapist or something like that. There could be, you know, the timing of certain people crossing over that are significant to your life that tie in with this Jupiter theme, or new souls coming into the world through birth during this year ahead. So, again, there will be different areas for everybody, but I did think that, you know, having the news that this is going to be at least aligning in ways that should be smoother sailing and should help us take those next steps from what all this upheaval has been over the years behind us, is something to kind of hold on to. And we're going to have Jupiter in this territory until November 6th, I believe. I didn't jot it down for some – oh, I think maybe it's November 8th. Sorry, 6th or 8th. Anyways, then it's going to move into Sagittarius. And, you know, that's its own sign. So I'm not going to spend a lot of time talking about that, because it's just really, you know, the last month and a half of the year. I will talk more about it when we get to November and we talk about the monthly. But I will say, you know, Jupiter is very happy being in his own sign. And at this point, all this work that you have done over the last 3 years while Saturn was testing you through Sagittarius will now start to pay off as Jupiter moves into Sagittarius, or it should if you don't have any, you know, major blockages in your own personal chart. So, you know, what that means is as Saturn was moving through Sagittarius the last 3 years, a once in 29 year time thing, it was really testing us with anything legal we needed to deal with anything educational we might want to pursue, when that can be, you know, taking a class, getting training others, teaching others, anything in media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting. We've seen all this, you know, fake news claims, right, on both sides of the crowds there. You know, that's been a lot of the Saturn in the media testing, and a lot of challenging things coming through that. Same thing with travel and foreign interests during this time that Saturn's been there. Same thing with ceremonies, with religion and politics. All of these have been under Saturn really pushing us to cut some things loose, to define our responsibilities there, to set limits, to deal with endings, to make some long-term commitments, to really kind of lead ourselves forward in some way and master some new level. So then we see, starting on November 8th of 2018, as Jupiter then enters this sign for the first time in 12 years, it picks up all that hard work we did or dealing with our limits or losses in those areas, and it really starts to open things up for us, and that will take us all the way until December 2nd of 2019. So most of the year, again, focused on Scorpio and these grand alignments that it's making to Pluto, Neptune, and Saturn. Just to kind of touch on it, Pluto is still in Capricorn. You know, Pluto went into Capricorn in 2008. It travels there till 2024. There's no real way, unless you want to get back into history, to look at, you know, some of the upheaval. Last time Pluto was in Capricorn, 1762 to 1778. So, you know, we had the whole America coming into being during that time frame, and I'm sure there was a lot of other big things, and you can see it playing out still on the stage around us. So we're having some more of the same. Pluto will travel through the 18th through the 21st degree. So if you are a cardinal sign, meaning Aries or Cancer or Libra or Capricorn, with planets at 18 to 21 degrees, this may be a very impactful year for you, because it's going to cover those degrees. But, you know, overall, we're on a continuum that started back in 2008 of deconstruction and rebirthing through the powers that be, our leaders, our, you know, governments, corporations, higher-ups, bosses, parents, judges, mentors, teachers, directors, priests, whoever. And also this deconstruction and rebirthing process that is going on with our own personal goals in our life, our fame or reputation, our status, and our career. So it's good news that that is in a very opportune alignment throughout this year with Jupiter, because that may open those doors. An opportune alignment does open doors for us in those areas. Neptune is also going to be staying in the same sign. It will move through the 11th through the 16th degree of Pisces. You know, it showed up in this sign, gosh, 2011. It ends in 2025. So we're about, you know, somewhere in the middle there. And last time was 1847 to 1862. So again, you know, not giving us a lot in modern times to equate that with. But what we see with this is it's in its own sign, just like Saturn is now in its own sign. Pluto's in Capricorn, Neptune's in its own sign. These are strong positions making good alliances to Jupiter. So Neptune here is going to be covering the same thing, figuring out, you know, where we want to be in our artistic life, in our romantic life, in our spiritual life, how we are dealing with institutions, hospitals, spas, prisons, retreats, that kind of thing, how we're dealing with research and investigations, and really kind of the karmic, you know, balance that we are moving through this big, long swath of our lives here through this. And again, in a positive alignment. So Saturn in Capricorn, it is, let me see, did I write anything down about what it's doing? No, not really. It's just moving. I forgot to jot down the degrees for that one. But I believe it's moving towards or through the first decan, I would assume, since we're new in this station. And Saturn in Capricorn last time was 1988 to 1991. So you can think back a little bit about that. Again, Saturn is in the same territory Pluto's in. So this is about goals and career and those higher up authority figures that run our lives or that impact, you know, the direction we want to go or that run the world, that kind of thing. So all of this looks really pretty positive to me. What we have that looks like the wild card and could go really either way is the planet Uranus. And here's what Uranus is doing. Uranus moved into Aries back in 2011. And it is traveling, you know, wrapping this up by the third month of 2019. But in 2018, it will start to move into Taurus for the first time in 84 years. And so we're all going to experience that together. So it's in Aries where it has been up until May 15th. And then from May 15th to November 6th, we are going to experience what it is going to be like having it in Taurus. And then it will retrograde or go back into Aries, and it'll be there until March 6th of next year, from November 6th to March 6th. And then it's back in Taurus for good for the rest of its seven-year run. So the reason I say this could be a wild card, when you're thinking, you know, Uranus, what most astrologers believe is that it is just, you know, an agent of change. It's lightning in a box. You know, it's there to shake things up, to awaken you, get you out of ruts, help you reinvent yourself. And it's in charge of genius and original ideas and you know, revolutions and radicals, I guess, and all kinds of, like, you know, in the moment, sudden things happening. And so this journey it's been taking and will still be taking in the year 2018 through Aries is that chance for all of us to shake ourselves out of ruts and reinvent ourselves at this stage in our life. Again, going back to 2011 and now really going to take us forward. And so, you know, if we look at the last time it was in Aries, it was 1927 to 34. So you guys can kind of get an idea of what that might have been like, you know, back then. But what I can tell you about it going into Taurus, the last time was 1934 to 1942. And so as we hit May 15th of this year and up through November 6th, we're going to get that first impression of what it might be like. So Taurus rules our money, our possessions, and it also rules what comes out of the ground, our food. And so when we look back at the time of the 1934 to 1942, we were in the bulk of the Great Depression. So it really impacted our money with some shocking sudden changes that we weren't expecting and we didn't see coming. And it also, we had like the Dust Bowl and the famine, and, you know, there was a lot of suffering during that time frame. So we really, you know, the only reason to give you this heads up is to say, you know, prepare as much as you can, have some extra money, you know. Hopefully this won't be anywhere near what it was that time. If it does go that way, doesn't have to. Like I said, it's not negatively or positively influenced. It's just that agent of change. And so, you know, Uranus rules the internet, and it rules our social structures and our friends and group activities and causes and all of this. And so, you know, we could see something with like Bitcoin or one of these things. That's the internet and getting in there with that kind of thing with our money and that being the change. So we could have a big boom or we could have a big crash. We could see, you know, any cut. Maybe there's going to be, you know, like an EMP thing that would come through and interfere with what's happening with the changes that are going to come about with our money during this 7-year period. So it would be smart, you know, to have something back somewhere where you can get to it, maybe in case things get shut down for a month or 3 months. You never know. And the same thing with it impacting food and, you know, if there's any kind of major situation that goes down, knowing that this starts on May 15th, you really might want to just set some canned goods back and some water, things like that, you know, in the months ahead so that you're safe in case this does happen. The positive things and the things we really want to think about here are that, you know, this time as Uranus goes into Taurus, all these planets are making this really great alignment, and Pluto is in Capricorn. Last time, Pluto was in Cancer, you know, when Uranus did this. So Cancer rules home and family. So there was a big deconstruction or devastation and upheaval going on with people's families and home situations during that depression. This time it's in Capricorn, so Pluto will be aiming its energy at deconstructing the powers that be, you know, and so that may be a better thing. It will definitely, you know, impact the corporations or the banks or the, you know, things like that, leaders, things like that. So obviously that'll trickle down to all of us, but it's not a direct you know, move through the sign Cancer. Pluto in Cancer that time, back between 1929 and, well, I don't know the actual, but during the period of the Uranus thing, 29 to 41, Cancer actually rules the country too. So, I mean, it definitely was a very strong impact. The next thing was back during that time, Saturn ran Aquarius to Taurus. This time it runs Capricorn to Aries. It's a very close match. So I'm not really going to go into that by sign. It'll take up the whole show. So the next thing we'll look at, where was Neptune, which is a dissolving agent. Neptune was in Virgo back then, and it's in the opposite sign, just like Pluto's in the opposite sign, but Neptune's now in Pisces. And so back then, Neptune was trying to dissolve away and bring in something, you know, more inspired or more global or socially conscious when it came to how workers were treated and what was going on with our health system. And so, you know, it started out by dissolving away. So we had a lot of workers out of work, and we had, you know, the whole reform that happened coming out of that period to make work and health a little bit more accessible to everybody. Now that it's in Pisces, in the opposite sign, you know, it's going to get us to look at dissolving away certain institutions and rebirthing them in a different way, such as hospitals or prisons, things like that. It can be about dissolving away old karma. So there may be souls on the planet that have been, you know, in battles with people for 800 years or 2,000 years or whatever, and they're going to turn a corner during this time frame. It rules the arts, so there may be a dissolving away of certain ways that we go about expressing our film and music and painting and poetry, and a new solution coming out for everybody. It rules our spiritual path, so there's definitely a major spiritual awakening during this time. And it rules romance, the kind that we are behind the scenes with, so either romantic getaways and secret trysts or clandestine romances, that kind of thing. And so we have that happening as well. So, you know, the outer planets are impacting this a little bit differently. I'm hoping that that makes us in a much better place. The positive things about Uranus being in Taurus are that it brings genius and it brings invention and it brings groups together and people together. And, you know, the ideas can be off the charts, and this might really impact how we're growing our food and how we are exchanging our food with each other across states or whatever. And it may also really bring that solution, a better solution during this period, to what we're doing with our money and with our possessions in the world. So, that, you know, it's a big, heavy one, but I think, you know, that there's a lot of optimism with this other stuff going on. I just think it would be smart, you know, to always be prepared. Take that Boy Scout, Girl Scout motto and use that, you know, for what you can. In 2018, we are going to see the North Node of Destiny move through Leo from January 1st up through November 6th. And so the bulk of the year is really going to be about our destiny leading us towards Leo, which means we are being led towards opportunities for true love or things we can get involved with our lovers. We're being led towards things that we might want to do with children or for children. We're being led towards things we might want to do in our creative life, you know, so it's a really important, this only comes around every 18 years. And so you really might want to take the extra time to focus on your creative genius, you know, and figure out how you can move that forward in this year ahead. And it also rules recreation, so having some fun while we're at it. Last time North Node of Destiny was in Leo was the fall of 1998 until April of 2000. So if you want to kind of think back to things that were going on then. On November 6th, the North Node of Destiny will move into Cancer, and it will travel there, 18 months. I didn't write it down, sorry. and so this is going to be really calling us forward towards where we live and who we live with, what's going on with our country, what's going on with our history, what's going on with family, parents, roommates, moves, renovations, real estate deals, and our security needs. And so we want to take steps towards that starting November 6th, moving onward. At the same time, it's the same time frames, the karmic South Node is spending this year in Aquarius up till November 6th. And so, you know, where the karmic South Node is a little bit usually more challenging. And so we have those losses or limits or that karmic reentry. Maybe we owe somebody karmically and we have to work that out in this year ahead, or somebody owes us something, or somebody from a past life is going to enter over these subjects and reenter your life because there's that tying thread through lifetimes with them. And so South Node in Aquarius really is about those friends and group activities and your causes and revolution and rebellion and radical extremism and your inventions and genius and perversions and whatever. That's in the old textbooks. And your the internet, astrology, charities, gatherings, I think I said gatherings, anything with your own personal aspirations, anything unique or original about you or your projects, and freedom falls under this as well. So we're in a very karmic phase with all of those themes up through November 6th. So you might want to question what's going on in those areas with your life. I guess I need to question my astrology, I guess, and see where you are, or be open to attracting those past life souls through this territory. And then on November 6th, it will move into Capricorn. And so then we will have 18 months of it moving through that sign. So the last month and a half of the year, really focused on our goals, our career, and those authority figures, bosses, parents, judges, teachers, mentors, leaders. And again, we're either seeing losses or limits, or we're seeing karma rebalanced, or we're seeing past life souls coming in through those portals. The only other thing I would give a broad view on before I start talking about signs would be Chiron. Chiron is the wounded healer. And so it's been moving through Pisces with Neptune over these last years. It is going to start to move out of that sign. Neptune's going to continue to move through Pisces until 2025. But Chiron is going to start to break away. And so that is going to bring some kind of shift for everybody. So from January 1st through April 17th, Chiron is still moving through Pisces. But then April 17th through September 26th, we start to get a taste of what it's going to be like to have it in Aries. And then it goes back into Pisces as it retrogrades September 26th up through February 19th of 2019 through Pisces, and then it's back into Aries for good for the next few years. So, you know, as it's moving in the Pisces stage, we're used to this. We're dealing with those wounds and trying to heal and trying to step into our spiritual guru nature, teach or heal others through our understanding, focused on the arts or our spiritual side or the romance in our life or healing or hospitals or dealing with addictions or prisons or other institutions, investigations, and research. And so that's continuing through this year. The breakaway period would be the period to watch, because that's really going to be when we get the new input from this. So as Chiron moves into Aries, we're going to start to really need to take what's going on with our physical body very seriously. Aries rules our body and our image and our brand and our name and our title and our personal needs and desires and our warrior energy spirit and our passions. And so when Chiron moves in there, it is going to try to give all of us some kind of glimpse. Okay, is there anything going on with your body that is wounding you that you aren't aware of? Or maybe I need to draw that to your attention so you can heal that and start that process. And so therefore that could come up during that period. Excuse me, between April 17th and September 26th. And same thing with the other things I just listed. I mean, you really want to pay attention so you get in there and take care of things right away. If you are having issues now, knowing this ahead of time, it's really smart to take it seriously before this energy gets into this sign and start taking steps to eat better and see your doctors and, you know, meditate or do whatever it is you do to make yourself healthy and vital. And at the same time, as Chiron gets into this Aries energy, we might start to see some warrior guru types stepping front on the world stage. I'm not sure we're going to like these people. We will have to see. But these could be, you know, people really starting to take their place as those warrior wounded contenders. And so, you know, again, I think we'll have a lot of clues around April 17th as it's moving in. It's going to start right away. So Aries is a sign that really doesn't want to wait for anything. So we'll pay attention to that. The positive side is that we can master that healing guru, teacher energy within ourselves over these years ahead. And we could heal some things going on with our body and our image and our brand and our name and our title. So we definitely want to pay attention to that. So, just a little bit going on in this year ahead. I'm going to start at the bottom and work my way up, since it seems to get better, you know, as we work our way up. So, you know, for Aries, with the Chiron energy in Pisces and with Neptune in Pisces, really a year to be locking and loading on healing anything you can in your artistic world, in your spiritual world, in your romantic world. You may have taken some hits in those areas because Chiron wounds first to show you where the issues are so that you then heal it. But, you know, we're really winding down now. It's getting ready to exit this sign. So I do believe that you may be finding some solutions. Same thing with hospitals and other institutions or research and investigations also in this territory. And Neptune is trying to inspire and dissolve away what's in the way there so that you kind of become more aware of what things that weren't seen that you might have been going through. As far as the I should also say with Chiron moving into your sign between April 17th and September 26th, as it first moves in, definitely be careful that you don't have an accident, you don't hurt your body in some way. If you're going to be out around people with colds or flu, you know, take care. But do pay attention to your body and do see your specialist this year because this is definitely an important year to start to heal things. With the karmic south node spending most of the year in Aquarius for Aries, definitely times where you may be dealing with limits or losses with friends and groups in the internet, astrology, charities, gatherings, your personal aspirations and freedom, but also where you may be connecting with past life souls to work something out or pick something back up, or rebalancing karma between you and somebody else. When it starts to move into Capricorn on November 6th going forward, it'll then be more about your career and your personal goals and authority figures in your life. The North Node of Destiny for the bulk of this year up through November 6th is really focusing on opportunities for you with love or lovers, with children, with creative projects, and with recreation. So you definitely want to take advantage of this in this year. Get out and about. Do things that bring you joy. Anytime, you know, if you say, oh, I don't have kids to do, well, then go someplace. Go to a zoo where you'll see a lot of kids, or go to a fundraiser for kids. You might meet somebody because the North Node of Destiny is trying to carry you forward in that direction. Same thing with recreational activities or creative projects or true love. Once we get to November 6th, the North Node of Destiny will start to be working through your home. So home, family, parents, roommates, moves, renovations, real estate deals, that kind of thing. And so that will be calling you forward for the next 18 years in destined ways. And then when we look at the Uranus energy, Aries have really been, you know, sucking it up and dealing with this wild card energy in their sign since 2011. And it's been a challenge a lot of the times because it's a wild card, because you don't know, you know, something can change suddenly and it can be a windfall or it can be a loss and you just never know. You might get into that relationship and then boom, the person's gone, or, you know, the job's gone or whatever. I mean, it's really been quite the up and down for Aries, but it's been such a powerful time because the reinvention of who you are has been the strongest it will ever be in your life. And so this year you're going to have it in your sign up till May 15th, and then again from November 6th through March 6th of 2019. So you have it in your sign quite a bit this year. So you want to continue to kind of reinvent yourself and to try new things and to be in the moment with people and situations and see where this is leading you. Do pursue your original ideas. Definitely a year to, at the very least, write them down so you can follow up on them later. And the period when it goes into Taurus between May 15th and November 6th, that is going to impact either your income, your possessions, your purchases, or your products, or all of the above. And so you might have some genius ideas or start using the internet in some new way, or join a group that really starts to impact this in a exciting new way. Or you might have a shocking into something going on and then need to pursue those things to see where that goes. So keep that in mind during that phase. It's going to give you a big clue as to what the next 7 years will be like in those areas. And now we talk about Jupiter and these great alignments that Jupiter's making. For Aries, it is really an important year for you to step up and do something about your financial situations, any of them. But you really want to not do that alone. You want to do that by sitting down one-on-one with the financial advisors, people that are professionals in that field, and figure out, you know, what you can do to better your insurance or tax situation or your investments or settlements or your alimony or child support or commissions or loans or whatever. So really take that seriously. That, like I said at the start of the show, those outer planets are just unbelievable, and so that might really help you. For Taurus, Chiron and Neptune are moving through your 11th house for most of the year, where it's been traveling. So you've had a lot of wounds and then kind of figuring out how you need to heal certain things, and what's been going on with your friends, what's been going on with group affiliations, what's been going on with the internet, astrology, charities, gatherings, your own personal aspirations have definitely been going through a major shift with all this energy and any original ideas or projects. So, you know, you do want to continue to expect to figure out what's wounding you there and what can be healed and how you can step into your own teacher, healer, guru in those areas, because this is almost the end of this. It will be over halfway through February next year. But between April 17th and September 26th, Chiron is going to move into your 12th house. So at that point, Taurus, you're going to start to get a taste of what is going on with any wounding involving artistic outlets or pursuits, spiritual practices, romantic getaways or your romantic clandestine life, addictions, boundary issues, deceptions or secrets, anything with healing or hospitals. Research or investigation. So definitely as this starts in, you want to pay attention to what's coming up for you, because you don't want to just fudge over it. You want to really start to look at the wound and start to heal the wound, take the steps so that this doesn't turn into anything bigger moving forward. And it allows you to be more of that, you know, artistic guru or that spiritual guru as you're moving forward. With the karmic south node, Taurus is going to continue to host it in their career midheaven. So this is impacting career, personal goals, and authority figures, bosses, parents, judges, mentors, teachers, etc. And so you may have some losses or limits there up through November 6th, or it may be about balancing karmic situations over those topics, or it may be about past life souls entering back into your life this lifetime, coming through those areas. You'll meet them on the career front, or you'll meet them as an authority figure kind of thing, and there's something to that. It is going to then move into Capricorn on November 6th, and so that will then start an 18-month period for you dealing with the limits, losses, or karmic rebalancing in past life souls coming through legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, publishing, ceremonial, travel, foreign, religious, or political arenas. There's a lot there, I know, but it's like the, you know, expensive mind arena there, so that's where it's going to go. For Taurus, with the North Node of Destiny, it's in your home base right now and family. And so it's a really important year up through November 6th to let Destiny lead you forward through things you do in your home or other people's home, with a move, with a renovation, with a real estate deal or getting into real estate or interior design or anything in the home, right? Or anything with family, parents, roommates, or with history or ancestry. So open up to those areas. And then it will go into Cancer, which for Taurus will then put it in your communication zone, which for the next 18 months will then start to really open up destined opportunities for you through writing and talking and meeting and agreements and sales and interviews and offers and, you know, anything communication-oriented. And it might also be that there's some destiny pulling you in a certain direction based on a brother, sister, neighbor, or what's going on with vehicles or electronics or short trips or your community activities during that time. Pluto is going to continue its tour of your ninth house. Same thing where that karmic south node is, same thing where Saturn is. And so you have those two planets are really trying to get you serious and get you to make any deep changes. It's an ongoing thing with those legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, publishing, ceremonial, religious, or political themes. And so, you know, look at where you are and the deep changes you want to make there. Get serious, make commitments in things that aren't working, deal with those authority figures in the mix. These planets are part of that really good alignment with Jupiter that I'll talk to you guys about in a minute. And then we get to Uranus. For Taurus, you know, you guys have been handling this here in your 12th house of art and spirituality and romance and healing in hospitals and other institutions and research and investigation since 2011. And so this is the last year where it's going to be going in and out of that sign, and then next year it will move completely out by March 6th. And so it's an important year to really focus on those themes. You've probably had some big, you know, roller coaster rides through some of those areas, sudden opportunities and total, you know, everything just crumbles in front of you. And it's been about trying to really wake you up out of any ruts and get you on the right path. And it takes time, apparently, with Uranus for all of us. And so, you know, you still have that going on. You have it going on from January 1st up to May 15th. And then you have it going on from November 6th through next year, March 6th. But the interesting part for Taurus, I think, is going to be that Uranus is going to move in your sign. Moving in your sign May 15th through November 6th of this year. And then next year after March 6th. So you're going to get, you know, it for a long time in your sign. So what's happening this summer into the fall is definitely going to be important, because Uranus in your sign is like, you know, amping up the electrical charge within you. And so some people experience that as anxiety attacks or nervous energy and feeling like they've drinking a lot of coffee when they first are getting used to it. Some people just feel like they got to break out and change things, the midlife crisis kind of energy. Some people channel it very powerfully because it links in great alignments within their own chart, and they just start to download this really great higher vibration of energy, and they get all these genius ideas and things happening. For Taurus, it's really going to focus all of this on your physicality. So you're physically going to have situations happening over these years ahead, and this summer, fall especially, to give you the clue, that will be about making changes to your body or your image or your brand or your name or your title. And so some of that may come through Uranus-ruled themes, the internet, groups, friends, astrology, charities, gatherings, and that kind of thing, or your original take on the world or your projects. So expect that if you feel like waking up one morning and, you know, dyeing your hair pink or cutting your hair off or, you know, wearing something completely different or stop eating meat or start going to the gym or whatever, when you get around May 15th, that would be kind of a probably normal reaction to a very crazy kind of energy. And, you know, you're just going to let it lead you. Don't do anything. Don't throw everything out and run off to Bora Bora or wherever, because that can hit you sometimes when you're hosting this in your own sign. Do allow, just kind of try to see it from a higher view. Look down on what's happening to you and allow it to kind of manifest through that, because it's kind of the time where we get our clues for the big session that's coming up. And then, you know, when it comes to Jupiter being in Scorpio, that's your relationship zone, Taurus. And so this year ahead is really one of growth through all kinds of relationships. And it's one you don't want to forfeit by just hiding out. You want to get out there. It can bring romantic partners, business partners, more clients. It can bring the right kind of specialists. It can bring agents or attorneys or other representatives. It can help you with competitors or opponents. And the positive alignments it's making to these other outer body planets that I've already discussed, to where Pluto and Saturn and Neptune are, just mean the door is going to be open, or there's going to be harmony there for you if you're proactive about what's happening here. And as with all planets, I mean, sometimes for everybody, Jupiter will take, you know, if it's a relationship like it is for you, it would take a relationship away because that one's not going to be the best one for you. So there could be, you know, a month or two out of this, you know, year or 13 months that it's in this sign where somebody, a client, you know, storms off, or you lose your agent, or you break up with your partner, whatever. But that would only be because Jupiter is getting it, putting you in the position for the big right situation with another person that is meant to be through this. This looks so good for Taurus, so I definitely would say be proactive about it. For Gemini, Chiron is going to continue to bring up wounds and push you to heal and step into your spiritual guru, teacher, healer energy through that. Focused on your career, focused on your personal goals, and focused on your parents, bosses, judges, mentors, teachers, higher up type people in your life. So So from January through April 17th, you have that still going on, and then again from September 26th into next year, February 19th, and then that's done. So you've had that for years, and so you really want to pay attention to what's going on there. In the interim between April 17th and September 26th, Chiron will move into your friends, groups, internet, astrology, charities, gatherings, personal aspirations, original projects arena. So during that phase, you're going to see where the wounds are, and you are going to start to work on the healing and bringing out your spiritual guru, teacher, healer nature. And so there's that. For the South Node, we have the South Node for Gemini. It is traveling for most of the year up through November 6th through your ninth house. So there can be losses or limits, or there can be reconnection with past life souls to pick things up and start forward, or rebalancing of karma with ongoing scenarios with people, focused on legal matters or your legal job or whatever you're involved in, travel plans or people at a distance, educational scenarios, media, marketing, publishing scenarios, ceremonies like weddings, I guess, religion or politics. So pay attention to where you are in those areas. The people coming in and out are definitely karmic balance for you. Starting on November 6th, it's going to move into your eighth house of finances, sex, birth, divorce, death, birth. I said birth twice, sorry, and third party scenarios. And so you would have to really pay attention, not to make sure your finances are good before this starts to happen. Remember, anybody coming into your life sexually or financially is in that karmic realm. So you want to see what that is before you dive all the way in. And then that'll take you into the following year. For the North Node of Destiny, Gemini, it's been in your communication and local arena, and it continues there until November 6th. And so this is definitely destiny calling you forward through local community, short trips to nearby places, siblings, neighbors, what you're doing with vehicles or electronics. And it's also calling you forward towards destined talks or meetings, news or offers or proposals, agreements, sales, writing, interviews, offers, decisions. So be proactive in those areas. And when we get to November 6th, for Gemini, it's going to move into your income zone, income, purchases, products, possessions, and gifts. And so destiny will call you forward in those areas moving through the rest of the year and into next year. Pluto continues in your eighth house. Saturn has just entered your eighth house and will continue. Both will be in there throughout this year. So same place that karmic South Node is going. There's a lot of focus there for the Geminis. So again, financial, sexual, reproductive, divorce, death, birth, or third-party situations. With Pluto and Saturn, we're making deep, powerful changes, and we're getting serious in either making some long-term commitments here or ending some things or dealing with those authorities in the mix. And these planets are in very positive alignment to Jupiter. And so Jupiter is our last one here. Jupiter for Gemini is spending the bulk of the year up through November 8th, moving through your work zone and your health zone. And so, it could be a year where you have huge opportunity to move up the rung on your job, or to get a better job, to get healthier, to find any health issues and find the right solutions. It can be kind of the surrounding topics around those two themes, which could mean there could be something going on with paperwork or with coworkers or hired help. You can get organized and get into your cleaning projects. It also rules animals. So big things happening here. Doors open in these areas throughout this year. Really powerful for you guys. And then starting on November 8th and moving up through the end of 2019, Jupiter will then move into your relationship zone, and that's where the growth will happen. We will talk more about that on another show. For Cancer, Chiron and Neptune are moving through your ninth house. Neptune through the whole year, Chiron for most of the year. And so this means that you want to dissolve away and find your inspiration and get back, charged up spiritually, romantically, artistically. Do your research. You want to focus on the wounds and how you can heal those wounds and how you can step into that spiritual guru, teacher, healer nature of yours. That would be focused on media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, on travel or people at a distance, on educational pursuits or legal matters, on ceremonies or religion or politics. So, you know, this is strong throughout the year with Neptune, Chiron, up through April 17th, and then again from September 26th through February 19th of 2019. So in the interim, Chiron is going to move into your midheaven Cancer. So from April 17th to September 26th, you guys are going to then start to look at the wounds and start to look at what can be healed or how you can step into that nature of healer, guru, teacher kind of thing. Focused on your career or focused on what's going on with a big personal goal in your life or focused on authority figures like a boss, a parent, a judge, a mentor, a teacher, a director, that kind of person. So, you know, those wounds will come up, and if there are any to be addressed, some of you may not have any to be addressed, but if you do, trust me, they'll come up during this period, and then you will be working on finding that spiritual side of this and really healing that and stepping into this other side of yourself through this. When it comes to the karmic south node, it is traveling through your eighth house for most of the year. This is definitely for Cancer going to be about limits or losses or dealing with karmic rebalancing with people or past life souls coming back in to deal with some stuff here over loans or debt or inheritance or bankruptcy, taxes, insurance, investments, settlements, alimony, child support, any kind of big financial theme. Or it can be about your sex life, reproductive scenario, a death, a birth, a divorce or third-party situations that are playing out. So you've been in this, in the last part of last year, and you're going to be in this up until November 6th. It'll then move into your relationship zone. So then you'll start to really have that experience of karmic rebalancing or loss or reconnection with past life souls over, you know, what you're doing in romantic partners or business partnerships or with clients or specialists or agents or attorneys or competitors or opponents. The North Node of Destiny for Cancer is going to continue through this year up through November 6th, traveling through your income, possessions, purchases, and products zone. So you want to follow Destiny as it's leading you to any kind of new or better opportunities in those areas, or look around for destined things that are starting to happen because you're doing these things and the people or opportunities that come in because of that. And then when we get to November 6th, it's going to move into your sign. So you'll be hosting the North Node of Destiny for 18 months starting on November 6th, which just is a very destined time for you, dear Cancers. It'll be a time when you're kind of stepping up and led forward on a personal or physical level towards your personal needs or desires, representing your brand or name or title or body or image. And so we'll get more into that as we get towards the end of the year. With Pluto and Saturn, Pluto's been traveling through your relationship zone for years. You've got Saturn in here for the first time in 29 years, traveling for the next 3 years. So it's about making deep changes or getting more intimate or dealing with the big financial scenarios with those romantic partners or business partners or agents or attorneys or clients or specialists or competitors or opponents. And it's about getting serious from Saturn's point of view and making commitments or ending certain things, dealing with the responsibilities there, looking at goals and ambitions in the mix. So all of that is aligned very favorably with Jupiter in this year ahead. And for Cancer, Jupiter is really doing everything it can to open up the potential of growth and happiness or luck or whatever it's trying to open up for you through true love or lovers, through children, through creative projects, and through recreation. So, you know, when you think that you've got this in line with those relationships, then you can really kind of be proactive about what you want to go after in this year ahead. For Leo,
You know, Chiron's been kind of, you know, wounding you and getting you to deal with those wounds and heal things within yourself over these last years. And it continues this year in two chapters, January 1st through April 17th, and then again September 26th into next year up through February 19th. And so for Leo, this has been about your sexual intimacy and attractions. It's been about divorce or death or birth or reproductive scenarios playing out. And it's been about your financial picture, where you are with all those big financial topics that I've listed. And so you want to continue during those phases, because this is the last time you're going to be experiencing this. You know, where is the wound? Where do I feel fragile? What do I need to deal with to heal that? How do I step into my spiritual side of this, you know? And between April 17th and September 26th, you're going to have the new experience of feeling Chiron in your ninth house. And so now you deal with that wound and that healing and that spiritual guru nature over legal or travel or educational or media, marketing, publishing, wedding, religious or political themes. So pay attention to what's starting in April, you know, April 17th onward, because it'll be a big clue as to what will be coming up ahead. As far as the karmic south node, Leos have been dealing with that and continue to deal with it this year up through November 6th in relationships. So partners, agents, attorneys, clients, specialists, opponents, competitors. And so again, limits or losses there, or reconnecting with past life souls there, or rebalancing karma in current scenarios. And then with the karmic south node moving into Capricorn on November 6th, it will start an 18-month cycle where it's going to be about those things as it addresses your work or health or pets, paperwork, coworkers, or hired help. And so, you know, that we'll get into that more as we get to the end of the year. As far as the north node of destiny, for Leo, it has been focused on you. It's in your sign, and it's going to continue in 2018 up through November 6th. So Leo has a lot of special stuff available to them if they just step out of their shell, which I know is not too hard for most Leos. And so, you know, it's a really positive thing having this here. It is definitely a year for you guys to shine and to show up, go out for those interviews, go out for those auditions, show up and make somebody's day, you know. Physically being involved in things is how destiny will lead you forward. Focusing on your body and improvements you want to make there, your image, your brand, your name, your title, your identity, you know, all of this is a really cool thing for you guys. And then starting on November 6th, it's going to move into Cancer, which is your 12th house. So now destiny will pull you forward through art and film and music and painting and poetry and dance, through prayer and meditation and yoga, through romantic getaways and clandestine romance, through institutions like hospitals or retreats or spas, through research and development or investigation. So all that behind the scenes energy will take off for you guys then. Pluto as well as Saturn are both going to be touring through your sixth house through this year. So Leo, that means, you know, deep changes and empowering yourself and getting serious and ending certain things and making long-term commitments and getting responsible and getting ambitious about your work and about your health and about the paperwork and coworkers and hired help and animals. So as the karmic south node starts in there at the end of the year on November 6th, you're going to have this stuff there through the whole year helping you. These are in positive alignments and should help you really get serious and move this stuff forward. As far as the Uranus energy goes, you've been hosting it in your ninth house, so a lot of ups and downs, sudden excitement and sudden losses that have played out in media and marketing, publishing, travel, legal, educational, ceremonial, religious, or political arenas. That continues January 1st through May 15th of this year, and then again at the end of the year, November 6th through March 6th of 2019. So you want to continue to reinvent yourself there, to allow for the things that are not staying that long, and to really embrace your genius, original ideas and what's unique about you in these areas, and to nurture that as you get through this last big part of this. Between May 15th and November 6th, you guys are going to have this
in your career midheaven. And then it's, you know, next year it's going to go there. It'll be there for 7 years. So this is a big deal, Leo. This is really, you know, Uranus in the 10th house can bring, you know, the windfalls, the lottery winning, or the sudden, you know, somebody discovers you and now you're famous. That kind of once in a lifetime moment. It comes by really quickly, and the spotlight's on you, and it's huge, and there's all this, you know, notoriety. And it could also be bring sudden drops out of the places as well. And it can definitely be a boost for your original ideas. So it's about your career, and it's about your personal goals in life, and it's about your reputation and fame, and it's about your dealings with authority figures. So it can impact bosses, parents, judges, mentors, teachers, directors, producers, anybody in a higher up position. And then when we get to Jupiter, for Leo, it's spending most of this year in your fourth house. So it is about your home, family, real estate deals, moves, renovations, roommates, history, ancestry, anything there at the root of your chart. And this is a huge growth year for you in these areas. And it's aligned so favorably to the work and health and paperwork, you know, and pets and coworkers and hired help. Stuff that's going on, and also with Neptune, which is the financial or intimate sexual side of this, or what's happening with the divorce or inheritance and that kind of thing. So definitely use this year to find ways to make yourself happier or grow things in this fourth house arena. And then by November 8th, it will start to move into your fifth house of true love and lovers. Children, creative projects, and recreation, and that's where the growth will take you moving into the following year. For Virgo, excuse me, I'm going to take a drink, you guys. Sorry, it's been an emotional month. I have no voice left. Okay, so for Virgo, Chiron has been, and Neptune have both been focusing over these last years on your relationships. So there's been some dissolving away and some real inspired moments and dealing with institutions or your artistry or your romance with these relationships. And there's been this focus with Chiron on wounds and some of those having a chance for you to heal how you are in relationships and what you want out of relationships and step into your own spiritual guru, teacher, healer energy through relationships. And so that's going to continue through this year. Chiron will just be there from January through April 17th, and then again from September 26th until next year, February 19th, and then it's done. And so you do really want to pay attention when it comes to these romantic partners, business partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, opponents, and see where you can take that. Between April 17th and September 26th, the Chiron wound will then be focused on your eighth house. So you'll be dealing with financial topics, loans, debts, inheritance, bankruptcy, taxes, insurance, investments, settlements, commissions, whatever that might be. Or you'll be dealing with your sex life or your reproductive life with a divorce, a death, a birth, or a third-party scenario. So again, as this moves in on April 17th, you want to pay attention. Do you feel wounded or vulnerable in any of those areas? What can you do to start healing that for yourself? How can you step forward as that, as your own guru, teacher, healer in those areas? You'll have some clue about what that's going to be. The karmic south node is continuing on to impact your work or health or paperwork, coworkers, hired help, or animals up through November 6th. So we can see some limits or losses there, or we can see karmic relationships and how you're rebalancing that karma throughout this year, or past life souls entering in to reconnect with you over those themes. And then on November 6th, it's going to move into your arena of true love and children and creative projects and recreation. So you could, for instance, have a child, and that's a karmic past life, you know, person you've traveled through lives with, and you have that strong reaction to each other. You could end something that you're doing with kids or with your creative projects or with a lover, or you could have that past life soul be coming in and moving that forward. The North Node of Destiny is going to play out through most of the year for Virgo behind the scenes up through November 6th. So your
destiny is really opening up for you guys when you are behind the scenes working on that art or film or music or painting or poetry or dance or sculpture, or you are behind the scenes in prayer or meditation or yoga, or you're behind the scenes in that romantic tryst or getaway, or you're behind the scenes with your research and development on projects or your investigation, or you're dealing with institutions like hospitals or spas or retreats or prisons. So there is something calling you forward in those areas up through November 6th. Definitely look for ways to show up in those areas. It will then move into Cancer, which is your zone of friends and groups and the internet, astrology, charities, gatherings, parties, your original ideas and projects and your aspirations. So going into 2019, that's definitely going to be a great thing for you guys. Pluto and Saturn, like I said, they're together through this year. They are going through that zone of children and lovers and creative projects and recreation, but they're both in really good alignments this year with these other outer planets. And so Pluto is definitely asking you to dig deeper and to make any personal changes or to purge anything that's holding you back and to get intimate or deal with finances here. And Saturn's saying get serious in things that aren't working, make some long-term commitments, get ambitious, tackle responsibilities. This is the year where these things are going to kind of move together for you. And with Uranus... Okay, Uranus has been really giving the Virgos a lot of challenges in those eighth house areas. So you guys have been dealing with that up and down, you know, sporadic, exciting, and then, you know, sudden, shocking, and you never know which way it's coming. And so there's been a lot of genius, inventive stuff, but also a lot of sudden changes. And it's been really focused on your sex life, your reproductive life, the divorce, the death, the birth, the big financial topics, and third-party scenarios. So that continues in this year up through May 15th, and then again from November 6th into next year, March 6th. But in the middle of the year, May 15th through November 6th, you're going to have it enter that ninth house. So this is going to bring those genius ideas and exciting sudden opportunities, and it's going to bring the shakeups and the sudden changes as well, focused on media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, legal, travel, educational, ceremonial, religious, and political arenas. So pay attention to what's coming in around May 15th onward, because it'll give you that big clue where you're going to be taking this next year and the following 7 years. Jupiter for Virgo is in your communication realm for the rest of this year up through November 8th. Definitely want to take advantage of that. Write, meet with others, talk, get speaking roles, interview, audition, look at agreements and negotiate them, look at sales. And this also has a mundane side. It can be about your brothers or sisters or neighbors. It can be about your moves or local activities or short trips and your vehicles and electronics. It can also be about offers and proposals, you know. So definitely a big year to open up, ask for things, pitch ideas. Remember that this is aligning so favorably for you guys, you know, with those creative prospects, lovers, kids, and recreational themes, as well as with partners and agents and clients and specialists, et cetera, any relationships in the mix. For Libra, this is so weird because I'm like going to the bottom and reading up. Libra, Chiron is going to be, along with Neptune, continuing through most of this year, impacting your work and health, your pets, your paperwork, your coworkers, your hired help, and any organizing or cleaning you're doing. So Neptune over these years has been trying to dissolve away certain things that, you know, the timing in life was meant to be. And it has been trying to get you inspired in new ways through those areas, through your artistry or your spirituality or your romantic vibe, or through your research and development or dealings with institutions there. And Chiron's really been trying to bring up wounds there and then get you into that healing mode as it evolves who you are, and get you into that spiritual guru, teacher, healer yourself. So really important year to be dealing with that, the Chiron part, up through April 17th and then again September 26th through next year, February 19th. And in the middle of that, between April 17th and September 26th, it will enter into your relationship zone for the first time in many years. And so this is going to show you, do you feel vulnerable or wounded in your romantic partnership situation or in your business partnership situation or with clients or specialists or agents or attorneys or competitors or opponents or advocates? And how can you heal that? And how can you heal yourself in relation to that? And how can you start to bring forth your spiritual guru, teacher, healer, nature as you are dealing with these people? So you're going to advance that over the years ahead. You'll get a big clue about what that's going to be about this spring into fall. The karmic south node for Libra has been really and still will continue through this year to either bring limits or losses or karmic rebalancing or past life souls that want to play out in these areas again, either in your love life as that lover or with children or with creative projects or with recreational pursuits. So up through November 6th, that's going to continue on, and then it will move into your home base. So then it will be impacting home, family, parents, moves, renovations, real estate deals, etc., moving into the following year. When it comes to the North Node of Destiny for Libra, it really is about you getting out there throughout this year with friends, with group activities, on the internet, with astrology, with charities, with any kind of gatherings or parties or events. And it's about pursuing your aspirations and your original projects and freeing yourself in certain ways this particular year in your life. It only comes around every 18 years. This is destiny calling you. So when you get opportunities to connect socially, you should be doing that. And then it's going to move into Cancer on November 6th forward, which can be will start this process of taking you forward in your destined direction through your career, through personal goals you're pursuing, and through what's going on with authority figures. And I feel obligated to say for Libra with all that social stuff, because there are still crazy people out there blowing up, you know, social gatherings. If you are out, it seems like your sign's going to be out there more than others. Do really pay attention and be careful about that. With Pluto and Saturn, they are both working through that home base this year, throughout the year. So, again, home, real estate deals, moves, renovations, family, parents, roommates. Pluto's trying to get you to dig deeper, purge things, make changes, get more intimate, deal with the financial side. Saturn's trying to get you to deal with any endings or limits and tackle responsibilities, but to really get ambitious and to make some long-term commitments here. And these are in very favorable aspects to Jupiter, so you want to keep that in mind. Uranus is going to continue throughout this year to bring that shock and surprise and excitement and genius and sudden changes, the ups and down roller coaster for Libra in your relationship zone. And, this has been ongoing since 2011. So partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, opponents, anybody one-on-one. It really is about awakening and reinventing who you are through the changes you're making through all of this. It'll be in effect up through May 15th of this year, and then again from November 6th into next year, March 6th, and then it's done, and we'll come back for 84 years. So really important to pay attention to what's going on there. And then from May 15th to November 6th, in the middle of that, it's going to move into your 8th house, which means you are going to then start to get into the excitement and sudden opportunities and sudden changes and shocks and whatever, the ups and downs. In your sex life, with divorce, reproduction, death, birth, any of the big financial themes, or with third-party scenarios. So pay attention to what's kind of opening up around that time. Excuse me. Finally, with Jupiter in this year ahead, the big growth and luck and opportunity for you guys is going to be with income, purchases, products, or possessions. And so you really do want to hit that while it's making these amazing alignments to what's happening with homes and moves and real estate deals and families and roommates, etc. And while it's making such great alignments to your work and coworkers and hired help and paperwork and health and animals. And so, what can you do to get happier or be more prosperous with your income, your purchases, your products, your possessions? Make it about that. For Scorpio, Chiron is going to continue, so is Neptune, aiming on any dissolving away of any issues or situations and bringing new inspiration, focusing anything with the wound and vulnerabilities and the healing of that wound and stepping towards the spiritual guru nature. For you guys, it's focused on your love life or lovers. It's focused on your creative projects, your recreational pursuits, and children. So, you know, Chiron, it's its last full year here. It's going to be there from now through April 17th. And it'll come back on September 26th and take you into next year, February 19th, and then it's over. So whatever you need to do to step forward in those areas as your own guru to heal wounds, this is the time to do it. In between, it's going to move into your work, health, pets, paperwork, coworker, hired help, organizing and cleaning zone. So April 17th to September 26th, pay attention to any wounds or vulnerabilities you feel there. Start to work towards that healing side of that. The karmic south node for Scorpio has been playing out in your home and with your family, parent, roommate, moves, renovations, real estate deals. That continues up through November 6th, so you might have some limits or losses there. You might be rebalancing some karmic situations with people that are ongoing there. Or you might have some past life souls showing up in some of these areas to reconnect with you. And then from November 6th onward, it's going to move into your writing and communications, talks, meetings, agreements, sales, interviews, offers, proposals. So again, you know, you're rebalancing that stuff. It can also play out for you guys with brothers, sisters, neighbors, vehicles, electronics, short trips or local activities. The North Node of Destiny is in your career midheaven, Scorpio. Definitely a big once in every 18-year cycle for you guys. It's there through November 6th. So you want to hit, you know, however destiny is leading you forward to further your career advancement. Also, it's in the same area as personal goals, so set some and really go for them. And it's also in the area of higher up authority type figures, bosses, parents, judges, mentors, teachers, directors, producers. So this is the year, right? And then it is going to move into your ninth house starting on November 6th. So destiny will call you forward through media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, legal, travel, educational, ceremonial, religious, or political themes. Pluto and Saturn continue in that communication and sibling local neighborhood arena. Same thing that your karmic south node is going to enter into at the end of the year. And so with Pluto here, with your talks and meetings and writings and interviews and offers and agreements and sales, et cetera, and siblings and neighbors, it's about you guys purging, going deeper, making changes, evolving scenarios, empowering scenarios, looking at any intimate or financial sides to these things and what changes you want to make. And with Saturn here throughout the year, it's about getting serious, ending certain things, making long-term commitments, getting ambitious about all of that. With Uranus for Scorpio, you've had this wild card energy here since 2011. It is shaking things up and bringing all kinds of excitement or shock, sudden changes, genius. And it's been focused on the work you're here to do, what's going on with coworkers and hired help. What's going on with paperwork in your life, what's happening with health scenarios, and what's happening with animals. And so this is the last big year of this. You're going to have it there up through May 15th, and then again November 6th until next year, March 6th, and then it's done. So if there is anything you still need to change or break free of or bring out your original side to in those areas, this is the time to do it. Between May 15th and November 6th, it's going to move into your relationship zone. First time in 84 years it's been there. It's going to travel there for 7 years, but this year it's only going to be there May 15th through November 6th. You really want to pay attention. There can be some sudden changes, some real excitement as something just whisks you off your feet. You know, it's going to be both, I'm sure, as you're adjusting to this energy, and it's going to focus on romantic partnerships, business partnerships, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, opponents, advocates. You want to apply Uranus themes here. You want to apply, you know, friends and group activities, online interests, astrology, charities, gatherings, and see where it takes you, as well as your aspirations and original projects. And then with Jupiter for Scorpio, it's in your sign. So it's in your sign up through November 8th. Definitely a major year of growth for you guys, making amazing alignments to those outer planets through your communications and your local activities and to your creative and love and kids and recreational pursuits. So Scorpio, think of ways that you can expand who you are, expand your brand, your name, your title, your what's going on with your body, what's going on, well, you know, not literally, in unless you're pregnant, I guess. And yeah, it's just, there you go. For Sagittarius. And I'm going to say this, you guys, right here at this point. I very well may be cut off before I can finish this. If that happens, I will record a shorter segment that comes right up after this. When you look for it, you'll be able to find the last signs that might get cut off, because I don't think this is possibly going to get done in time. For Sagittarius, Chiron is moving, continuing to move, and so is Neptune, through your home base and family base. It's been there for years. You guys are going to be continuing to deal with dissolving away and getting new inspiration through romance or artistry or spirituality or healing or institutions or research, and through dealing with that wound and dealing with that healing of the wound and your spiritual guru nature, all playing out through what's going on with your home, any moves, renovations, real estate deals, what's going on with your family, your parents, your roommates, any history or ancestry interest in the mix. So, you know, definitely with Chiron up through April 17th this year, and then coming back again September 26th and taking you into next year until February 19th. So pay attention to what you can heal and what you can step forward with those themes. Between April 17th and September 26th, it's going to focus on lovers, children, creative projects, and recreation. So again, you know, pay attention as it first moves in. Do you feel wounded or vulnerable in those areas? Is there something that needs some healing here? How can you step forward with your spiritual guru nature there and work on that? The karmic south node for Sag has been in your communication zone. So you might have had some limits or losses, or dealt with some karmic rebalancing, or had some new people coming in who are past life souls returning, and definitely focused on talks, meetings, agreements, sales, writing, interviews, offers, proposals, decisions, as well as brothers, sisters, neighbors, your vehicles, electronics, short trips, and local activities. So that's in play until November 6th. Then on November 6th, it's going to move into your income, purchases, products, and possessions arena. So again, you might experience that same rebalancing, losses or limits, or new people coming in who are past life souls with some kind of reason to reconnect over those topics. The North Node of Destiny for Sag has been playing out and continues this year up through November 6th in your house of law, education, media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, travel, people at a distance, ceremonial, religious, or political arenas. Everything that expands the mind, you have destiny calling you in those directions. When the doors open, you should check it out and see what it could be for you, because this is definitely where it is. Starting on November 6th, it'll move into your eighth house of sex, reproduction, divorce, death, birth, and big financial scenarios. And so destiny will be taking you forward through those areas as well. When we look at Pluto and Saturn both touring this year through your second house, it means that going in and making some deep changes or purging some things, evolving the situations, looking at third-party scenarios, ending some things that aren't working, structuring things better, making long-term commitments. All this is focused on your income, purchases, products, and possessions. And, you know, these are making fantastic alignments to Jupiter throughout the year. So there is definite possibility here that you take something into that next level through doing the serious stuff you need to do. With Uranus for Sagittarius, it's been bringing shocks and sudden changes and excitement and genius moments playing out since 2011 with your creative pursuits, with children, with lovers, and with recreation. That continues in this year in two chapters, now through May 15th. Again, from November 6th into next year, March 6th, and then it's done. It won't come back for 84 years. So Sag, you know, if there's still something to change or introduce that original side to any of this, or shake things up or do something exciting, then this will be the time. And between May 15th and November 6th, it is going to move into your work, health, paperwork, coworker, hired help, and animals arena. So you might see some shakeups or changes or excitement or genius original ideas starting to filter in through those areas. It'll give you a big clue about what the next 7 years will be about with that. As far as Jupiter, it's in your 12th house throughout this year up through November 8th. Definitely a big year for you guys when it comes to research and development, when it comes to institutions you're dealing with, when it comes to art, film, music, painting, poetry, dance, sculpture, or anything muse-related, when it comes to romance and romantic getaways or clandestine romance. when it comes to your spiritual life, prayer, meditation, yoga, when it comes to magic or psychic interests, all of this is like just, you know, a year of major growth for you guys and aligning so unbelievably to that income and purchases and products and possessions, energy that's going on and things happening in your home and with moves and real estate and family, etc. So look for that. For Capricorn, Chiron is continuing along with Pisces to impact your mind and your talks and meetings and agreements and sales and writing and interviews and offers, and as well as what's going on with brothers and sisters, neighbors, local neighborhood activities, short trips, vehicles and electronics. And so Neptune goes throughout the year to inspire, to dissolve away things that really don't need to be there anymore and to inspire you. And Chiron is bringing up wounds and then helping you look at those and deal with healing or stepping into your own spiritual nature and guru energy with that. So you have it, Chiron there until the 17th of April, and then it comes back on September 26th and takes you into next year, February 19th, and then it's gone. So pay attention to what's coming up for you there. And then in the interim between April 17th and September 26th, it's going to move into your fourth house, which means wounds coming up or dealing with healing of scenarios or stepping forth as that guru. When it comes to your home, real estate deals, moves, renovations, family, parents, or roommates. The karmic south node has been impacting your income, purchases, possessions, and products, and it continues to do so up through November 6th. So you might be dealing with limits or losses there, or you might be dealing with rebalancing karma with certain people involved in those scenarios, or you might have some past life souls coming back in this time to get involved in those themes, so you'll have to feel that out. It's going to move into Capricorn on November 6th, which is your sign, so you'll be hosting it for 18 months starting on that date. And so Capricorn, definitely a time for you to look at where are you in your karmic balance with yourself. Is there something that you need to cut away as far as your image, body, brand, title, name, identity, or, you know, your personal needs, and how you might want to, that's pretty much it, I think. And then when it comes to the North Node in Leo, for Capricorn, this is destiny leading you forward throughout this year up through November 6th. Through big financial themes, so loans, inheritance, taxes, investments, insurance, bankruptcy, alimony, child support, settlements, you know, anything, commissions, whatever the big financial thing is for you, destiny is trying to move you forward in the right direction. Also can be about your sex life, a sexual attraction or a better sex life. In current scenarios, it can be about reproductive situations. It can be about divorce or a death or a birth, and them sparking you to move in the direction you need to go. And the North Node of Destiny will then move into your relationship zone starting November 6th, and it's going to travel there for 18 months. So this is when Destiny will really start to open up doors with romantic partners, business partners, clients, specialist agents, attorneys, or even how to deal with competitors or opponents. Pluto is in your sign. It has been in your sign since 2008. Saturn has just moved into your sign and will travel there the next 3 years. So for Capricorn, you know, this is definitely a time to purge, to make deep changes on a personal or physical level, and to get serious. What needs to end? What do you want to make a long-term commitment to? How can you get ambitions? How do you need to discipline yourself? So focus again on your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, or your personal needs. Uranus has been traveling through Capricorn's fourth house of home, real estate deals, renovations, moves, roommates, family, and parents since 2011. A lot of ups and downs, shocks, sudden changes, excitement, genius ideas, you know, original ideas. And this is the last big year. It's going to be there up through May 15th, and then it's going to come back on November 6th and take you into March 6th of next year, and then it's done for 84 years. So if there is something still to shake up, go for that, or invent. It moves into your fifth house between May 15th and November 6th. This is where you're going to get the excitement and the sudden changes, now focused on your love life and lovers, your children, your creative projects, and your recreational pursuits. So really pay attention to who's showing up and what's showing up around May 15th.
And then Jupiter is in your social house and aspirational house throughout most of this year up through November 8th. Definitely a time of major growth, potential for you with friends, groups, the internet, astrology, charities, gatherings, parties, events, or pursuing your personal aspirations or original projects. So they are going to cut me off in 3 minutes here. So what I'm going to do, everybody, is I'm going to go set up a second program. There will be a number two version for tonight that will cover Aquarius and Pisces. This particular program has Aries through Capricorn. So look for it. It should be up. I should be able to get through that in the next 10, 15 minutes, and then you'll be able to find it here on the site. So I hope everybody has a great 2018. Again, thank you for all the support you guys have given me over this last month, actually given me over these last years, but this last month has just been amazing. You guys are so wonderful, and I wish everybody a tremendous new year. So have a great one. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.